This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Dan Loney, and we're looking at the durable goods report from the month of April. And we'll be talking with Tim Quinlan of Wells Fargo in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll do that in just a moment.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Tim, the numbers look like they were right in order if you take out the military spending.
Yeah, that's right. When you take out those numbers, they do. But on the headline here, this might give people a little bit of a head fake in terms of where the overall manufacturing sector is headed. We're looking at a headline increase here of 0.8% for overall durable goods. And that comes off an upwardly revised figure for the prior month. So kind of a big flash here. But as you pointed out, a lot of this has to do with a more than 13% increase in defense aircraft and a 39% surge in overall defense capital goods orders.
We'll have more with Tim Quinlan in just a moment.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
So, Tim, with that defense spending, I guess in some respects, when you hear everything that's going on with the military, it may catch a lot of people by surprise that you had this kind of spike in military spending.
Yeah, that's true. I sort of was surprised at that 39.3% number. So I took a look at a historical series of just that component, which is defense capital goods orders, just to see when was the last time we had kind of a surge of that magnitude. And, you know, it actually isn't all that uncommon. It can be, you know, up and down from month to month. In fact, if you go back to November and December of 2012, it was down a little bit in November and then up 134% in December. So, these things can kind of swing a lot from month to month. I don't read a lot into this. Do I think that this is the beginning of a long upsurge in defense spending? That doesn't really seem consistent with, you know, a government that's trying to scale back the wars overseas and you know, generally make cuts in defense budgets. So I don't think this is the beginning of a longer term trend.
So with the revision to the March numbers as well, what does it say about where we're headed right now in terms of the economy?
Yeah, I think, you know, you get some of this noise out of there. You know, not only defense aircraft orders, but also civilian aircraft orders. You know, if somebody puts in an order for a half dozen 787 Dreamliners, it's going to throw these numbers out of whack. So we look at just kind of a core durable goods, overall capital goods orders, excluding aircraft orders. And what you see here is a little bit of a steadier direction. We actually had that come down a little bit here in April, but that comes on the heels of a big upward revision to last month. To speak in specific terms here, that series of core capital goods orders was off 1.2% in April, off a 4.7% increase the prior month. So how do we kind of make sense of the noise here? Well, one thing that we can look at is a 3-month annualized rate, which sort of, you know, gives us a sense of, you know, if we took the last 3 months or so and said, what would this look like if we had this kind of growth rate all year, and we find this, you know, core capital goods growing at about 4.9%. That's consistent with our overall outlook of manufacturing supporting overall headline growth in the United States.
So then overall, a pretty good stretch here. What are we seeing then potentially for the rest of the summer heading into the fall then?
Well, you know, one thing that we can look at for indications of where things are headed is, you know, where overall, you know, business activity or business sentiment measures are now. And so, you know, we can look at the ISM for that. That's at, you know, the highest levels we've seen since 2007. You can look at some of the regional Federal Reserve banks have their own measures, and they can be volatile from month to month, but generally speaking, they're all in, you know, expansion territory at this stage of the game. So, you know, that is an indication to us that this kind of pickup that we've seen here in the factory sector has got legs to get us through into the summer months.
Tim, appreciate the time. Thanks very much.
Okay, Dan, thanks for having me.
With Tim Quinlan, I'm Dan Loney for The Wall Street Journal. Remember, you can get the latest headlines at WSJ.com.